Next up, we have Falcon Artist doing Lullaby My Baby Boy.
So close your eyes, my little baby boy. Daddy loved you so much, he could cry. As he looks at you.
This sounds like a more or less typical low production Falcon Artist song, and it sounds very nice, and the lyrics are very nice, and I like the 3-4 or 6-8 or whatever we're going to call this. It might be a little long, and I would hope that his son would be asleep before the 6-minute mark rolls around, but it's a nice, pretty song. Yeah.
Yeah, I like this one too. I felt that some of the melodies sounded similar to the song Robin Hood, but like by the midpoint of the song, I think everything's completely different. But at first I was like, wait, is this the same melody from Robin Hood? I think some slight change-ups in strum pattern or something, anything to draw a sharper distinction between chorus and verse, I think would help hold my interest for the 6-minute runtime. But yeah, that's about all I have to say about it.
I think he's done some thoughtful things here that I haven't heard him do very much otherwise. And one is that waltz strum pattern feels new from him, and he does sort of different it's not finger picking, but he's, you know, he's moving, it's sort of arpeggiated. It kind of feels a little bit like auto harp playing to me in that sort of arpeggiated feel, and he adjusts the intensity a little bit as he goes. And another thing that I noticed that I thought was really effective is in the verses, which are, you know, the parent, the daddy looking at the boy and admiring him and seeing how beautiful he is, it's pretty high in his range and it's in a major key. And then when he sings, you know, I have to say goodbye and run, those sections, it's lower in his range and it's in the relative minor. It goes from C to A minor for those sections. And I thought that's just a nice thoughtful touch. He's finding a way for the lyrics and the melody to complement each other. I will say one thing about the lyrics, and I want to preface it by saying that this is 100% a comment on the song itself and absolutely no commentary whatsoever about the human being, because I don't know the gentleman who records as Falcon Artist, and I can't say anything bad about him because I don't know him. But I think it's always worth looking at your lyrics line by line and saying, what is this lyric saying? And is this lyric serving the song? And is this lyric saying anything that I don't want it to be saying? And when you sing, he looks at you when you are fast asleep, and also he looks in your sheets. And that's just kind of weird, because he's already looking at the sleeping child. It's because it says he looks at you, and also he looks in your sheets. So the image that I have here, and I know that it's with perfectly innocent intent, and all I'm saying is it's kind of a weird image that this parent wants to get a closer look under the sheets of their child. And that's all I'm going to say about that, is that it's just always worth examining your lyrics after you've written them and saying, what am I accidentally saying that I don't mean at all?
That led me to recheck the lyrics too. But yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that was just a convenient rhyme that, you know, sometimes you can, by trying to make things rhyme, you can say all kinds of unnatural or strange sounding things.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're doing something for the sake of the rhyme, then you sometimes get stuff that you're not really intending to communicate. Unless you're very careful about it.